Gay Marriage, a WWJD response.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, did Jesus address the gay marriage controversy anywhere in the Bible?
You know, a prominent Christian leader was recently asked this question on a popular news program. His response was not what I would have expected from a Christian. He said, "No, but then Jesus didn't deal directly with the abortion issue or many other issues." Well, I immediately thought of the phrase made popular by the WWJD bracelets. You know, what would Jesus do? I started thinking about how Jesus, as the God-man, would have answered this question. I think he would have answered like this. "I did deal directly with the gay marriage issue. I had recorded in the book of Matthew that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason the man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Thus marriage is one man for one woman.'" You know, why did the Christian leader not give the correct answer? Well, with so many Christian leaders adding millions of years in evolutionary thinking to the Bible, such compromise has caused them not to look on the Bible and the book of Genesis as an absolute authority as they should.
Many people, including some in the church, don't see a problem with gay marriage today. Well, for Ken Ham's perspective on the Genesis origin of the family, read his new free booklet, Gay Marriage, What Are the Answers? It's available free at AnswersRadio.com. That's free at AnswersRadio.com.